more alone. It wasn't quite so heavy as all the frying pan.
I see. The real cast iron heavy one was the skillet.
The skillet.
Have you used a spider?
Well, yes, they used a spider, but the spider back that I remember, you know, they were round like this, and they had legs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had an iron top. And you could cook, in them, and then if you want to put bread or something to bake in it, you put that top on, put fire on top of that, on that iron dish.
That would be on a hearth or on a stove?
You could do it on the hearth. But you couldn't use that on the stove because you didn't have to use the top. And then those legs wouldn't do for a stove. Usually it would be bigger than the eye on the stove.
What's the difference between a spider and a Dutch oven? Some people call it a Dutch oven.
Now, the Dutch oven is it's so a big, utensil. But it don't have any legs, you know. You can put it on the stove, but you have a cover for it.
I see. And the kitchen sink, what is this thing that you use to turn water off and on?
I think it's named it.
Outside for a hose to water your garden, what would you call one outside?
With velvet shield. Outside. Stick it.
And if it were in a barrel, stuck it in the end of the barrel so you could drain the barrel.
I think it still would be a spigot or something.
And you go to the store nowadays, they put your groceries in something that's brown so that you can carry them home.
A bag.
Brown bag. And the old days, though, they had different kinds of bags, loosely woven cloth.
Yeah, crocus bags.
What were they made of?
I don't know what that was. I can't think what they made it out of, but you know, it was coarse, but it wasn't close like that, you know, kind of thing. You didn't have, they did have some close, but usually they was not closely knitted.
Was it looser than burlap, or?
Well, you could get burlap bags, and then you could get some that was closer, and then some was looser. Mm-hmm.
Which was closer, the burlap or the?
The burlap bag.
Crocker side was
kind of, they was kind of loosely knitted.
And how about a musical instrument you hold up to your mouth and go like this?
Well, we mostly, as children, we called them harps,
mm-hmm.
but they were harmonicas.
Mm-hmm. You used to call them harps?
Yes.
And how about the kind that you held up against your teeth?
That was a juice harp.
Uh-huh. And how about a piece of playground equipment that would go, put one board again across another one so the kids could go like this?
Seesaw.
Seesaw. And did you ever see one that's put on a post and then fix it, go around the...
Yes.